Just this last week, my wife and I spent some time watching the French Open. The best tennis players in the world. The elite of the elite of the elite, all playing their sport. Now, I gotta tell you, I can guarantee you that not one of those elite players who earned the right to be on that court stumbled out of bed one day and discovered they were an elite tennis player. They might have stumbled out of bed and discovered they had some natural talent. But nobody gets to the French Open without long years of practice. You blend that with incredible natural talent, you've really got something. But studies are pretty clear that natural talent won't get you to an elite level. It is about grit and practice, but specifically about practice. This is Dave Fleming, senior leader at Aldea Spiritual Community. And for the next 2 weeks, our community is looking at the power of spiritual practice. The power of spiritual practice, the power to do actions in life, to build the skills of life itself. Like, have you ever thought about life the way we might think about the French Open? Like, there are people who have gained high levels of mastery around living life. People who don't become reactive when they are mistreated. People who are able to continue to bring something of value to a situation even when there are all kinds of others around them creating negativity or creating a reactivity in the moment. Or a person who's able to really control their mind and not fall prey to what Buddhists call the monkey mind. I mean, have you ever really stopped and thought, am I year over year over year getting better at living? You know that the tennis players, the elite tennis players, are constantly asking themselves, am I getting better? And at that level, man, there's no more low-hanging fruit. I mean, you have to practice an amazing amount of time and with such precision to be able to move the needle when you're Novak Djokovic, because there's just not a lot of room left. So we want to look together over the next couple of weeks as a community at the power of spiritual practice and how it can enhance life, how it can actually bring us to greater levels of mastery and experience of life. We're calling this two-week series, Practice Makes Authentic. You know the old saying, practice makes perfect? Well, flush that. I mean, all that provides is a bunch of guilt and misinformation. Practice doesn't make one perfect. Practice makes one authentic. See, if I walked out on the court at the French Open with my skills of tennis, which, just in case you don't know, but you've already probably surmised, are very low, I would not be able to be authentically at that level that those elite players are at. Why? Well, because I, number one, haven't put in the time and practice. I wouldn't be authentic. I might be able to have the clothes and the racket and the headband and all the other stuff, but it wouldn't be authentic because there hasn't been the dailiness of practice and the particularity of the practice that those elite players have entered into. Well, we can approach life this way. And we're going to look at how to approach life through spiritual practice that will help you live a more wise, compassionate, responsive life. Any reactivity going on in your life? Are you regretting anything that's happened over the last couple days? Do you wish that there was a rewind button in life and you could take a comment back or a conversation or a glance? Well, the good news is, though there's not a rewind button, there is an ability to practice now to influence the future. And that's what we're going to talk about. How can we practice spirituality in a way that will enable us to live lives of wisdom and mastery on this planet? June 20 and June 27th, the next two Sundays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All you have to do is go to our website, loveperiod.org, spell out the word period, loveperiod.org, and at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, translate to your time zone, click the live stream, and up will come this week and next Dr. Kevin Skinner and I as we look together at the concept and have a conversation about the power of spiritual practice. Join us, and then maybe invite a few of your friends to download our reflective guide. We always provide at the end of one of our conversations on stream, and it will give you a way to explore this topic in greater detail. We believe in the power of small groups at Aldea. Grab some people and have a conversation with us as a community over the next couple of weeks. How can we live and practice life to gain greater mastery and the richness of experience that we're all hungry for? June 20th and 27th, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Come on over to loveperiod.org, loveperiod.org, and join us as we consider how to continue to advance in life like we were advancing in tennis. This is Dave Fleming, senior leader at Aldea Spiritual Community.